أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى. واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون. واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that in Mina, the 3 days, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala should be made, and dua also, and the main dua which Allah had taught, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And that for all, whoever will be doing the zikr there, and the quality and quantity of the ibadat in Hajj, Allah Ta'ala will reward everyone accordingly, and Allah Ta'ala will record and sort out the people's accountability very, very fast. It won't take long for Allah Ta'ala. It is very easy for Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala corrects another wrong thing which the mushriks of Makkah used to do. They used to make Hajj, but they had brought in very many wrong practices. The Hajj was supposed to be done as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they made Hajj. And that was taught by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the days which are limited and which are a few days and which are fixed days, that is the 11th, 12th and 13th of Zulhijjah. On the 10th is the day of Mina, and the day when one shaitan is pelted. And the 11th, 12th and 13th, all three shaitans are pelted. And they are the Ayyam Tashriq. So in those days particularly, a person should make more dhikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as Allah had explained, to remember Allah Ta'ala, the favors of Allah, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and not like the mushriks of Makkah who should boast about their forefathers, etc. Allah says, remember Allah Ta'ala. And also du'as to Allah Ta'ala, and the particular du'a Allah had taught, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. So those days should be passed in this ibadat, in the dhikr of Allah, thinking, remembering Allah tabaraka ta'ala, making du'as, etc. So there, when in the 3 days, 11, 12 and 13th, Allah ta'ala says, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Phir jo koi jaldi chala gaya, do hi din mein, to us par guna nahi. And a person who stays only for the 2 days after the 10th, that is the 11th and the 12th, and he leaves there before sunset, and he had done his rami of the 3 jamarat, then there is no guna on such a person. وَمَنْ تَأْخَرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Or jo koi reh gaya, to us par bhi kuch guna nahi. And a person who stays for the 13th, and he does his rami then on the 13th, just after Zawal, there is no guna on that person either. So this was the command of Allah and the proper system of Hajj. But the mushriks of Makkah, some of them should say that those who go away in 2 days, that they are sinners and they have done wrong. And the others should say those who stay for 3 days, they are sinners and they are doing wrong. Allah says, no, both of them are correct. Those who want to stay for 2 days are also permitted. And those who want to stay the 3 days are also permitted. The better and afzal, of course, is that a person stays for the 3 days. And in any case, when a person has completed his wukuf of Arafat, he has done his wukuf of Muzdalifah, he has done his rami on the 10th, or the pelting the shaitan, and he has made his qurbani, he has shaved his hair, etc., and he has gone to Makkah Sharif to make his tawaf. His hajj is complete and he's completely forgiven like a newborn child. Whether now he stays for 2 days, the 11th and 12th, or he stays for 3 days, 11th, 12th, and 13th. In any case, that is correct. And the kuffar, the mushriks of Makkah, their tariqah and their way and their objection should not be taken into account at all. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Wattaqullah, or darte raho Allah se, and keep on fearing Allah. This was a particular command for Hajj also, that take watazawwadu, take all your necessities for your journey, and particularly, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, the best of your provisions for this journey is taqwa. But taqwa not only in Hajj. Allah reminds now that at all times stay with taqwa. Taqwa is a very great quality which Allah Ta'ala has offered us. It is for us now to bring it into our lives, and great, great benefits and rewards are mentioned with taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. A person who has taqwa, Allah will open every, for whatever difficulty comes to him, Allah will open a way for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. A person who has taqwa, Allah will forgive all his sins and his good deeds. Allah will magnify and compound them and make them very great. And a lot of other virtues of taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Fear Allah Ta'ala, يُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala will teach you on the basis of taqwa, great knowledge of deen, directly from Allah Ta'ala. He will grant you. So Allah says, at all times, your whole life, after you have completed your hajj also, now stay with taqwa. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحُشَّرُونَ. Or jaan lo, beshak tum sabko unhi ke paas jama hona hai. And know very well that all of you are going to be gathered and returned to Allah Ta'ala. So have this full yaqeen. Know that everyone has to die. And the very fact that nobody can escape death, everyone has to die, that is that Allah Ta'ala proves it, that all of you have to go through the door of death and return to Allah Ta'ala. So there is no doubt that we are going to return, and the meaning of it is that we prepare for our return. Don't just prepare for this dunya. We go out of our way for dunya's things, and we practically make no preparation for the akhirat. Allah says, make your prime object your akhirat, and prepare for that. And according to necessity, see to your things of dunya also. And if you will make akhirat your priority, as it comes clearly in the hadith, Allah will take care of all your matters of this dunya. So Allah says that now that you're returning from hajj, this one great particular lesson, take it with you, that you realize you will be returning and you will be gathered by Allah Ta'ala. As for the haji, Allah says you have seen for yourself how Allah has gathered the people from around the world in Arafat, from all countries, from all walks of life, from every aspect, different types of people. And all of them were in one clothing, ihram. Nobody wore any other type of clothes. All were in ihram there. So as you saw Allah gathered you here in Arafat, in the same way Allah will gather you all on the day of Qiyamah. So that is the main preparation. Hajj was also for that, and our whole lives are for that. So this great lesson we should take, and we should come with that lesson from Hajj, and after Hajj our lives must be accordingly, that we are more for the masjid, more for deen, more for our namazes, our tilawat, etc., and our preparation for akhirat in all matters. So may Allah give us all the hajjis, this great, great treasures of Hajj, and let us all benefit from it fully, and this is the real benefit. And if a person prepares correctly, makes his Hajj correctly, comes back, he will be a great asset for him for his community, for the Ummah at large, and for all of mankind also, he will display this great taqwa, and he will display this great qualities of being a human being. So may Allah give us all tawfiq to prepare accordingly, accept everyone's hajj who are gone this year, and Allah grant every Muslim the opportunity to make hajj and witness this great, great scene and this great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.